have frozen turkeys, Christmas lights, and lots of bald heads in the good news today. For a story out of Alaska, there's a woman named Esther. She has her own plane. She wanted to make sure that neighbors in remote areas of Alaska had a happy Thanksgiving, so she decided to airdrop frozen turkeys as she flew by in her plane, which you got to be careful when you're dropping that thing.
Those things hurt.
God is my witness. I thought turkeys could fly. These are frozen turkeys. But yeah, that could go bad if it lands in the wrong spot. But a really nice thought for that nice lady in Alaska. Next story. This was actually done by CNN. They did a big story on Bald Reddit, which might turn out to be the nicest place on the internet, even the planet. Guys post photos and ask if it's time to just buzz their head. Oh, you know, okay. Let's run it by a few people.
Sure.
So what it includes is a lot of before and after shots. What's interesting about this particular subreddit is that it's a really supportive, nice place. You know how the internet can be bitter at times?
Yeah.
This isn't that.
No.
This is just like, look, if you need to go ahead and do the clean buzz, go for it. It's a really interesting little look at one of the happiest places on the internet, and those are rare. Final story involves a 74-year-old retired Marine in Iowa. His name is John Reckert. He's in the news after decorating every house on his block with Christmas lights.
Really?
Not his own house, but everybody's house.
Could you come and fix mine?
He does it for his wife, who loves Christmas. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 4 years ago, and if you've ever dealt with that, it can really be a lot. And consuming, but you can really make people happy with something as simple as lights. So he said he'd do anything to make her happy, and she loves Christmas lights. So he's like, well, we won't just do our house. Let's do the entire street, and I'll take care of it. I'm not crying. You're crying. That's really sweet. A bunch of people ended up pitching in to help him out. Neighbors are now returning the favor. They've set up a P.O. box where you can send Christmas cards to this guy to read to his wife, aww, who is 4 years into Alzheimer's. So see how that's sweet and sweet and sweet all on top of that. There is good news everywhere. You just got to look for it. You're waking up with Kiss 98.5.